This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is it?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny Serrato, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. What's happening, everybody? John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday. First press conference in Baltimore after the loss to the Steelers. Talking about some things relating to said defeat. And one of those was, hey, John, what did Pittsburgh do well to maybe affect your outcome?
They played really good defense, Childs. I mean, they're aggressive. They're physical. They made tackles. We didn't exploit some of the things. I remember guys running open sometimes that we didn't have time to get to or whatever, or we just didn't capitalize when we could. We had the penalties that set us behind schedule. So, you know, it's a combination of all those things. Can't really narrow it down to one thing.
I would totally agree. It was a lot of things. And penalties, you know, where you're third and long. And Lamar didn't play well. And how about not having many opportunities? And the turnovers. Would they have three in the first half or two in the first half?
All led to points, too, let's not forget.
Yes, it did.
Which is even worse. Turnovers are bad in and of themselves, but when they turn out to be points for the other team, it sucks. Now, penalties, 12 up. Not good. Season-long dilemma. So, John Harbaugh, where's the blame lie with this penalty thing?
Yeah, it's across the board. It's everything. I mean, the buck stops here. Harry Truman, right? Stops with me. So it's my job to make sure that we're doing the things that we got to do. And from a coaching standpoint, from a drill standpoint, from an emphasis standpoint, technique standpoint, and making sure guys understand that, you know, it's not okay. It's not acceptable. We've all got to be intentional about getting it stopped, and my job to make sure that everybody's focused on it.
And that was well said. The buck stops with him, and they have 92 penalties. 92. They lead the league by 10, I think. So they got to play more discipline. And a lot of it is fundamentals and techniques. You know, you're grabbing instead of, you know, like on special teams and stuff, you're grabbing. It's just being lazy. Just take another step. You know, and Ronnie Stanley, what's so hard about getting your hand inside instead of on the outside? And don't tuck. The easiest holding call to call is, when the play bounces back outside, and then the D lineman, you know, goes, and then you pull, and then all of a sudden you see his jersey. They're going to call that every time.
Before we get back to John Harbaugh, Thursday, the coordinators are going to meet with the media. What did you think of Zach Orr's game plan against the Steelers?
I thought they deserve credit because whatever they did, after the Thursday night game, and all right, what do we got to do to fix this? Biggest thing was, you know, when one safety was back in the middle of the field, it was Kyle Hamilton. With two back, Washington. And Washington played awesome. Washington played great. There was no communication bust, so all that was gone. And they only gave Pittsburgh had, what, 80 yards the first half, 90 yards the first half, so it was nothing. And they were playing good. And they didn't allow the deep ball by playing the coverage they played, and they didn't give up any touchdowns. That was the big thing. And you know, the thing that I would, there's one thing that I would still correct is Stevens is outside on the corner too much. Get him on the inside. And then you're not gonna have any big plays.
He quoted Harry Truman. Didn't Truman say if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen? One of him too.
Well, that was Betty Crocker. Oh. Who was that?
Julia Child. How about I carry a big stick and I'm gonna use it? You keep committing penalties.
Was that Clint Eastwood?
I believe that was Teddy Roosevelt. Close enough there. Anyway, Justin Tucker, his struggles continue on. So, any thoughts, John Harbaugh? Which would have been unfathomable. Of replacing Justin Tucker? Are you kidding me?
No. Right. No, there's no thought to that. I mean, you have to find that competition first, just if you're going to be blunt about it. You know, where is that competition? That would be one thing. And the best option right now is to get Justin, you know, back on point, because he's fully capable of doing it. Certainly haven't lost any confidence in Justin Tucker. You know, you saw that on the 54-yarder we sent him out for, and he drilled it. So that's the Justin Tucker that he wants to see, that we all want to see on every kick. And he's definitely our best option.
Didn't sound like it was a glowing recommendation for him. You know, I mean, that's the best option we got right now.
He didn't shame the person who asked the question.
No, he didn't.
You know what I mean?
Like, because
that's
like a year
question.
Ago,
why would, like, you ask me that?
Why would you even ask that kind of thing? You know, so, yeah, I mean, it is definitely a good question to ask. You got to ask it because, you know what? Harbs is thinking it.
It's 5780-1057 The Fan. It is news from the nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Last thing for Coach Harbaugh talking yesterday. You lose to the Steelers. You beat yourselves in a lot of areas. You're now a game and a half behind them. You're 1-8 in the last 9 games. Were you guys on the wambulance on the way home?
You can't get all down on yourself and start saying, oh, you know, we didn't do this right. We didn't do that right. We're going to beat ourselves up. You feel bad about it, but then you pick yourself off the mat and you go to work because we got a big game coming up. And if we win this game, we're going to be in great shape. And if we don't win this game, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, that's just a fact. And we'll go to the next game. So we got a bunch of fighters. We got a bunch of competitors. And we're going to make the best decisions we can that are best for our team to play the best football that they can the very next week coming up.
Bob, you know, Harbs, because I just looked up, you know, on the 54-yard field goal. I mean, it was 3rd and 10. So, I mean, what were your other options? You're 3rd and 10 at Pittsburgh's 36. You going to go for it? The odds on you making it are probably slim. So you're better off taking it. Did Harbs think he was going to make it? Probably under 50%, I'll bet you, is when he's standing on the, you know, I mean, I got no other option. It's 4th and 10. Can't punt it.
Hey, got to take the points.
Yeah.
And a guy that's given you a lot of joy did drill it.
Yes, he did.
In fairness to him, after missing the first two.
That's where he said he changed his aiming point.
Well, hopefully the aiming point is on point moving forward. Starting Monday night at the Chargers, where the Ravens are 3-point favorites over L.A. They've won, what, 4 in a row, 5 of 6? And here they are, home dogs against Baltimore, coming off a 4th conference loss. We'll talk more about that when we get to NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. But when we come back, how about we count some dough? A little buy or sell, talk about sports subjects of this Turn It Up Tuesday, and talk Maryland hoops, 4 games in. Chris Knocke, Maryland Radio Network. Haven't talked to him in a while. It'll be good to catch up. Talk about Derek Queen and Julian Reese and all the newcomers helping this team get back to the dance after last year's dump.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Debacle.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12. You win it loud, we got it. Send a request to Nolan McGraw, Plaza Sports text line. We got you covered. Looks like Joe Douglas out with the Jets there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... So they're going to totally clean. The coach is gone. The GM's gone. Everybody's gone.
They got the Swiffer out, ready to clean house with New York as their season is gone off the rails. Not that it was ever on the rails to begin with. So there's your breaking NFL news, which we'll talk about later in the show when we get to NFL lunch. But Bob Haney, V. Serrato, Nolan McGraw, we all like money. We love sports. Talking about both by yourself.
All right, well, the Dow is down 126. The S&P is up 7. NASDAQ's up 91. DraftKings up 63 cents. Under Armour's down 26 cents, 857.
All right, let's get the sports topic started here with the Baltimore Orioles. They're moving their left field wall yet again. Last week, Mike Elias admitted that that initial move of the wall a few years back was an overcorrection, as he put it, in their desire to make Camden Yards a little less hitter-friendly, or a little more pitcher-friendly, rather. Now that cavernous left field, it's going to shrink a little bit. The top of the wall is going to come down, so muscling a ball out to deep left, no longer just a double at best, maybe some more home runs. Many right-handed hitters certainly felt the impact of that initial wall move over the past couple years. None more than Ryan Mountcastle, who went from one of the team's biggest power sources to a sub-20 home run guy. His future remains a question, though. 2 years of arbitration remaining before becoming a true free agent. Buy or sell, Bob, the new wall move will alter Mountcastle's numbers enough for the O's to justify extending him.
Extending him. I'm going to sell that because Kobe Mayo's waiting in the wings. And O'Hearn already had his option picked up. We'll talk more about this with John Mioli. I could still see Ryan Mountcastle possibly being a trade piece as the Orioles look to upgrade their rotation, which needs upgrading. So I will sell the Ryan Mountcastle thing, who, by the way, was one of the top rookies in 2021. So 21, don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Move over to the NFL. The Giants are coming out of their bye week, and they've got a new quarterback under center. Daniel Jones is out. Fan favorite Tommy DeVito is back in. A somewhat interesting decision to go with him over fellow backup Drew Locke. I mean, who could forget DeVito's run last year? Started 6 games, helped New York win 3 of those. But Drew Locke, far more experience under his belt, even if it is a little more underwhelming. Buy or sell, Vinny, the decision to start DeVito over Locke was made with attendance in mind, thinking more fans will show up to watch the funny DeVito over Drew Locke.
No, that was probably maybe a little part of the equation, probably not the biggest. And are they trying to... They're going to need a quarterback, right?
Somebody's got to play.
Right. So winning games doesn't help them get a quarterback.
The 2025 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is out, as usual. A whole new crop of first-year eligible players. Among this year's group, it's headlined by Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia. Both have a pretty good shot to get in. Looking more so here at Ichiro and a potential shot at history for him. We know how weird voters can be when it comes to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Arguments over who should be unanimous, you know, who should have to wait to get in versus right away. It's resulted in a lot of legendary players not receiving 100% of the available vote in their first year on the ballot. Mariano Rivera remains the only player in baseball history to get that unanimous 100% of the vote. Buy or sell, Bob, Ichiro will become the second.
Oh, boy, I'm going to sell it because there's always that person. Look, we're talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame, where the all-time home run leader, the guy that won more Cy Youngs than anyone, and the guy with most hits aren't in the Hall of Fame, and the only person to get 100% of the vote was a relief pitcher. So, no, he will not get 100% of the vote, but he has a lock to get in on the first ballot. I think Billy Wagner might get over the hump. Jonesy! Jonesy's on the ballot this year, too.
Does he get a vote? That's the question.
He'll get some consideration. He'll be in the Oriole Hall of Fame.
Oh, no doubt.
Absolutely.
The Bengals, their 4-7 record makes really no sense considering they've received top three quarterback play from Joe Burrow, maybe number one overall wide receiver production from Ja'Marr Chase. The Cincy wideout was not happy at all following Sunday night's loss to L.A., even took aim at head coach Zach Taylor. When asked about finishing out close games, Chase said, quote, "How do I do it? I don't know. Ask Zach. Ask the coaches. Don't ask me. That's not my job." Zach Taylor currently in year 6 as the head coach of the Bengals. That trip to the Super Bowl is at the top of his resume. But buy or sell, Vinny, if things were to really bottom out for the Bengals this season, Taylor could be on the hot seat.
I'm gonna sell it, and the reason I'm gonna sell it is the Bengals are so cheap they don't fire anybody with time under contract.
And we'll close up shop here in college football. Throughout his career, Brian Kelly has had a lot of success in his third season with different schools. Go back to his time with Cincinnati, year 3 there, undefeated regular season, a Big East title, year 3 with Notre Dame, a trip to the national championship. So when this year started, year 3 at LSU, needless to say, expectations were very high, but instead, the Tigers are going to miss the college football playoff, already losing 4 games on the season, and Kelly in hot water with that fan base. Perhaps the only thing keeping him safe, or at least softening the blow, is the fact that top quarterback recruit Bryce Underwood has been committed to LSU since January. However, his home state team of Michigan is making a strong push to flip him before signing day. Buy or sell, Bob, LSU's disappointing run will lead Underwood to change his mind.
I'm buying it because Michigan had a highly regarded recruit who decommitted. Mm-hmm. Four-star, 4.5, whatever that means. Because they're $1.5 million for $2.5 million or something. I saw crazy. They're going to give him a little NIL to get him to flippage. And you mentioned the hot water, which is ironic because they boil crabs in Louisiana, which is sacrilege. They don't steam them, they boil them. So he'll be in that boiling hot crawfish crab water.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ate Skyline Chili in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And probably watched Rudy 5 bazillion times when he was at Notre Dame. And then he turned into some Cajun dude there. And what's up with Nussbaum or Nussmeier, quarterback?
Still,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. LSU, that's your problem. Hey, we're Maryland fans here, and they're trying to get 6 wins just to get bowl eligible. And there's 6-point dogs against Iowa coming up Saturday. It's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan. We'll come back, talk Maryland hoops. Men's, Chris Nockey, part of the Maryland Radio Network, D.C. Basketball Hall of Famer. He'll talk about what he has seen from the Terps 4 games into the season, trying to get back to the big dance after flatlining a little bit in Kevin Willard's second year at the helm. You want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk Orioles, by the way, with John Maioli from the Baltimore Banner at 1:30. They overcorrected the wall. They're going to overcorrect this offense in the offseason. 1057, the Fed, Maryland 3-1. Early portion of the season. Couple more air quote gimme games, and then things start to percolate in the Big Ten. Here to talk about what he has seen so far through the first 4 games of the season, Maryland Radio Network. He's a D.C. Basketball Hall of Fame inductee. Well, it's the Washington Metro Basketball Hall of Fame, but you get the point. Let's welcome back to the show. I haven't spoken to him in a while. Where the hell's he been? He's Chris Nockey. Chris, what's up?
How you guys doing? It has been a while.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the honor. You and Adrian Branch, Maryland legend, Demathis Stagg, McDonald's All-American. So just so when you get news like that, Chris, that you're being honored, and D.C. certainly been a hotbed for basketball for a long, long time, what's that honor feel like? I guess it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought I was being punked to begin with. I thought somebody was playing a joke on me, but it was really cool, and I was humbled by the whole thing. I think it's a longevity thing as much as anything else, but I was very appreciative. And you look around, as you said, with some of the names that you get inducted with, you know, James Brown from CBS Sports, and you mentioned Adrian Branch, Thurl Bailey, you know, I mean, it's a pretty heady group, so I'm a lucky guy for sure.
All right, Chris, the team four games in and in the landscape that is college athletics, you know, with the portal and you're changing rosters, you're still trying to recruit at the air quotes traditional level, which did get Derek Queen here to Baltimore, Kevin Willard. As you saw the team on paper, maybe watched the practice a little bit, what were your early expectations? And four games in, how you feeling about them coming off that tough loss to number 15 Marquette?
Yeah, my early thoughts, Bob, you know, when I first started watching practices was I need a program, you know, because there are so many new faces. And I don't think there's anything really traditional about the way you have to recruit now. You know, it's all based, life is based on the portal and the NIL, and that's pretty much it. The traditional high school recruiting is sort of fallen by the wayside, although Marquette is one of those programs that will continue to do it that way. You know, they're adamant about recruiting high school players. I think this is a talented group. I think they're a lot better than they were last year. I think the additions are significant. Derek Queen is, as advertised, he is really, really something. And, you know, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg, I think, right now. He still looks a little anxious to me from time to time, but he's just tremendously gifted. And I think that they filled the right holes. Rodney Rice, to me, is a guy brought in. He transferred from Virginia Tech, and he's only going to get better as well. You got to wear some of that rust off because he hasn't really played in a while. So I think those are really great additions. And then the point guard that they got from Belmont has been just outstanding as well. So they, you know, I thought they filled some holes and like they had to do. The problem is you really don't know what the rest of the Big Ten has to offer because everybody else has six or seven or eight new guys too. So it's, there are a lot of question marks in the league across the board.
Yeah, Wisconsin barely won at home last night against Texas Rio Grande, with all due respect to them, winning by 3 points in the closing seconds there. Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network, joining us here at Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Terps tonight taking on Canisius. Golden Griffs having a rough go, so hopefully back in the win. Colin, Chris, Johnny Holiday, and of course the Wizard on the call there. Last year, Maryland, one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country. We all saw it happen in real time. I remember Kevin Willard's quote towards the end of the season, though, Chris. Hey, I'm drawing up plays. We get a ton of open looks. We're just not making any shots. So talk about the new shooters coming in. Still 30.9, not where you want to be, but boy, they're light years ahead, it seems, of where they were back in March when their season ended in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, that's a funny quote by Willard, and sometimes you're open for a reason. They have really improved in that area. Jacoby Gillespie, who's the point guard from Belmont, I think is just a great shooter, just a letter-perfect form. I mentioned Rodney Rice, who can really shoot it as well. I think they're going to be much, much better than they were last year. I would be floored if that number stays at the 30.9 or, you know, 31% or something like that. I see them more as like a 33, 34%, which will, you know, obviously it's a huge difference from where they were last year. They were in the bottom 10 in terms of three-point shooting in Division I. So I think that's come a long, long way. I think what they need to do is that there's a certain level of cohesion that they need to find. And specifically, Bob, you know, I think, you know, you think, gosh, they've got these two twin towers, right? You got Julian Reese and you got Derek Queen. Nobody else has two guys quite like that. I think they're still trying to figure out how to play those guys together, because it is kind of a unique situation. And the other thing they're trying to figure out is who's going to play. Because the bench did not play well against Marquette, and I think that the rotations are yet to be figured out in terms of when you go to the bench and how often you go to that bench.
Now, Chris, you mentioned the Big Ten, Purdue's the highest-ranked team coming up that win against Alabama. But we mentioned Wisconsin. They just beat Arizona, barely won at home last night against one of these pay-to-play kind of games. You got Villanova coming up and Syracuse, maybe not what they used to be in regards to national power status. But how do you see the conference and how do you see Maryland's schedule getting them ready for the meat of said Big Ten play?
Yeah, and I agree with you. They're not what they're, you know, it's not your father's Villanova, that's for sure. But they're going to play well against Maryland. They played great against us last year. They'll play hard. Quite honestly, because you lose those the game against Marquette, Bob, those are two games that feel like you really got to get. They're Power 5 games. They're Villanova, in Villanova's case, more of Power 6. But those are games, neutral court games, that you really have to take advantage of. And then, you know, the action comes fast and furious. Sandwiched in between those games are your first two Big Ten games, home against Ohio State, away at Purdue. You mentioned them already at number 6. I think there's a lot to sort of ferret out right now. I think the team is headed in the right direction, but this just feels like a big 4-week, 5-week stretch ahead before you get to the bulk of the Big Ten play.
Now, Chris, with the NIL money, I mean, you know, because you look at football and you say Ohio State, they're paying $20 million, you know, for their team. Now, is basketball and the Terps, because we have Damon on every week and he's trying to increase the NIL. Where does Maryland basketball stand with the NIL? Because if you get top recruits, they're getting paid.
Yeah, they're a good question, Vinny, and they're in the game. There's no question they're in the game. They've ponied up this year. You know, the fact of the matter is that you have to figure out that every year, you know, with the rules as they are, if there are no caps that are ever put in place, you're going to need $6 to $8 million to be competitive. And that's just the reality of the situation. And if you don't have it, you're probably not going to be competitive. So I think right now they're probably middle of the pack. But, you know, that's something you've got to continually get better, because you want to attract more and better. And, you know, and that's just the reality of the situation.
Chris Dockey, Maryland Radio Network. Well, what you do is you buy Clutch Vodka, because Walt Williams has that thing rolling. And it goes to the NIL initiative, to the University of Maryland. Chris, long time no talk. Great to hear from you. We'll be listening tonight, Maryland. A Canisius tip-off, 7 o'clock at the Xfinity Center.
Thanks, fellas. Good talking to you.
You got it. Chris Nockey, everybody. Hall of Famer. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. Got the Feeble Five. Who are the 5 worst teams in the National Football League 12 weeks in? We did the Dirty Dozen earlier, led by the Detroit Lions. And then John Mioli, Baltimore Banner. Talk about the Orioles overcorrecting walls. That's nice, but Kowser didn't win Rookie of the Year. You got qualifying offer. You got Rule 5 stuff you have to take care of. And the winter meetings coming up in just a couple of weeks. Talked about the turnovers, 12, or penalties rather, 12 turnovers, 3, the missed field goals, missed tackles, I guess. But the irony of it is, it's the best defensive performance probably seen since what, the second half of the Broncos game a couple of weeks back?
Best defensive,
maybe Buffalo from start
Kansas
to finish.
City in the championship game, I would say.
So for this season, we're not even going there.
No, they've sucked the whole year. So I would say this, Bob. I mean, if you're Harbs, I mean, if you're looking at the positives, all right, the positive thing is the defense played well. We had no miscommunications. We had no big plays. Didn't give up a touchdown, you know, and the offense has been outstanding. So we just got to correct, and he's going to talk to the team. Listen, guys, if we correct those penalties, we win the game. You know, we cannot have 12 penalties, you know, and you got to fundamentally, your techniques and everything, you got to do what you're supposed to do. Otherwise, you're going to get the penalties. You know, the rules say you can't be, what, 2 yards down the field or 3? Well, don't be down the field. I mean, it's simple. So it's and Derrick Henry never fumbles. Justice Hill doesn't fumble. Likely doesn't fumble. Just got to protect the football. You know, we got to keep it tight. You're in traffic. You know that they're going to try to pull it out. And we beat ourselves. You know, did we do some good things? Yeah, we did a lot of good things. And we could have easily won that game. And it was offense and special teams was the culprits this time. defense was fine. You can't, or if the defense plays like that every week, Bob, they're going to win a lot of games.
And going back to staying with the defense, Ray in Baltimore called up earlier asking about Adape Owe, 7 sacks on the season through 11 games, which has surpassed his career high, which was 5. Does he get a contract extension? Has he shown enough to warrant that? I mean, we're still going to see how the final 6 games play out here. And if he can get to double digits, I think that helps your negotiating leverage just a little bit, because in a big game against a division rival, he played one of the best games of his career.
I would say, Bob, that decision, probably hadn't been solidified yet on absolutely or not. Because here's the thing about it. You got next year, and then you can franchise him, so you can still kind of... because before he got these 2.5 sacks and it was up to 7 sacks, 5 was the most he ever had. So I'm not jumping in right now unless I'm getting a great deal, kind of like with Bateman. But otherwise, I still got him for 2 more years.
But we'll say that this has been the best season of his career.
Oh, no doubt. No, not even close.
Yeah, he was talking bus territory. A lot of people felt that way. To transition to David Ajabo, however, things are not going well for him year 3. Injuries affected him coming out of Michigan. He got hurt on his pro day. Then got hurt last year, hurt his knee. And this year just has kind of been non-factor to the point where he's not even active for the games. And John Harbaugh was asked about him yesterday and really didn't even want to get into it.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Because I want to look up, Bob, exactly how many plays that... Because you know who was active was Adisa Isaac. He was active, and Isaac played 4 snaps on defense. And he played some special teams. So, Adisa Isaac is dressing over Ajabo right now.
And Adisa Isaac out of Penn State is a guy that missed most of... OTA's mini camp and training camp with various injuries. Hamstring, I believe.
Hamstring, yeah. He missed rookie minicamp. Didn't participate in that. Missed the OTAs, missed the mini. Yeah, he missed a lot of training camp. So, yeah, he's missed a lot of time, and he's up and Ajabo's down. That's not a good sign for David.
Now, as we sit here and lament what happened with the Ravens Sunday, Ravens still in a strong playoff position. The Jets today fired their GM, Joe Douglas. They fired Robert Saleh earlier in the season. Joe Douglas, during his tenure with the Jets, going back to 2019 when he was hired in June, they're 30-64. Haven't been in the playoffs in over a decade. Did draft Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Sauce Gardner. Also drafted Zach Wilson, which set them back. And Aaron Rodgers. They brought him in. He gets hurt fourth play of the game or whatever season last year. Let's not forget that Aaron Rodgers was last year in Green Bay, wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire either. Right. We might be seeing a guy in complete decline as a performer. But if you're Woody Johnson, what are you? You're rebooting, rebuilding. You have young pieces, but you're way behind the Buffalo Bills right now and Miami, quite frankly, in the pecking order of that division.
Well, what he can do right now by firing the coach and the GM and everything, Bob, is he can go out. If he wants to go talk to Bill Belichick, he can. With Vrabel, I'm not sure what type of deal he has worked out, with Cleveland, because I don't think he's getting paid there. So, can you go talk to him? So they can get a jump start on thing. And is Woody going back to, where was it, England or whatever, to be, work for Trump again? I don't, maybe he wants to get that done before he leaves. So there's a lot of things on the table. I would think that, you go for, if I'm Belichick, I don't want that job.
Too many question marks surrounding the team. Well, you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Unless you're picking, second or third or, type thing. I don't know. That would be a tough deal, man. That's why I think the best job is Chicago. if that opens.
Man, Eberflus could be on the outs there. They lost, what, their fourth in a row, I believe it is?
Yeah, now they got Minnesota this week.
Yeah, blocked field goal at the end as the Packers have kind of dominated them. But there are going to be some interesting moves made in Dallas as the Cowboys lose last night, get blown out. I mean, decimated by injuries. Dak Prescott's done for the season. But Jerry Jones keeps defending Mike McCarthy. Said he has not lost the team. I'm not in that locker room.
Right.
But watching them on TV, unfortunately, we have to do it a lot because they're always on television. They're losing a lot. And it's, sometimes it appears as though the effort level isn't there for 60 minutes.
Right. He's, to me, Bob, exactly. They get blown out. They're not buying in. That's bottom line is they're not buying in because they know what the quarterback situation and all that. I mean, Bob, would you do this if you're the new coach going in? Would you trade Micah Parsons for like a 2 1s and a 2 or something like that?
Sure. Absolutely, 100%. Where do I sign up for that? Who you trade him to, though, I guess.
Well, whatever.
2 1s and a 2?
Yeah.
And you're rebuilding? Kind of. You're never really in rebuild mode with Dallas, but
they are.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been in a championship game in 30 years.
You know, because you how did Dallas get back? You know, with Jimmy Johnson was the Herschel Walker trade.
Oh, sure.
That helped him.
They also got some good players in return along with those draft picks,
right,
too.
And they've been drafting fairly decently, but they need O-line and D-line desperately. Desperately.
What about the chatter Deion Sanders to Dallas? I wouldn't take that if I was him.
I wouldn't
at all.
No, because, you know, Deion is the face of your friend, and Jerry's the face there. I don't see Deion. To me, it's not a good fit for Deion. I mean, he's got a place there in Dallas and everything, but I don't see Deion wanting to go to the Cowboys to deal with all of that crap. A lot of people like Michael Irvin and all those people, they're going to want him to. But are you going into a situation that's, you know, well, big thing is, do you like Dak Prescott? If you don't like Dak Prescott, forget it. You don't, you know, because he's going to be your guy.
Now, the Giants don't like Daniel Jones. They benched him for Tommy DeVito, but like we saw with Derek Carr and the Raiders a couple of years ago, there's an insurance incentive where he gets hurt. There's $30 million that they're not willing to pay. So they're just going to bench him. Matter of fact, demote him to QB3 moving forward here.
He won't even be active, Bob.
What about Brian Daboll? What's his future in New York? I mean, they chose Saquon Barkley over Daniel. Or
vice versa.
Yeah. So that is blown up in their face significantly here.
Totally. Totally. I think they fire them and the Jets. I mean, they're going to fire GM and coach, I would imagine. I mean, you're starting over again. You don't have a quarterback. And I guess the question you'd have to ask is do you want, if we have the first pick, which they're on course to be in competition for that, do you want him, that GM, making the pick? Do you want Brian Daboll coaching my next quarterback? That's a question you got to ask.
It's 5880 1057 The Fan. You want to join us for NFL lunch? You can get in at 410-583-1057. Got the Feeble Five coming up at 1:15. Something tells me we're going to hear more about the Cowboys and the Giants in a few minutes. Then we'll talk Orioles baseball. John Mioli, Baltimore Banner. Kowser finishes second in the Rookie of the Year voting in the American League. But you got to pick up those qualifiers if you're Corbin Burns, Santander. They're not. Then you got to get your Rule 5 things straightened out. Are the Ravens, Orioles about to lose maybe some highly regarded prospect because there's only so many available spots here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence.
and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.